Crystal People Stokes, the first African-American woman to serve as Assembly Majority Leader, is the prime sponsor in her House of a bill to legalize adult recreational use of marijuana in New York. In an interview for public radio and television with WXXI's Karen DeWitt, the Buffalo Democrat says the decades-long prohibition of cannabis had a detrimental effect on communities like the one she represents, and she wants the measure to funnel some of the revenue from the sale of the drug back to those communities. Here's an excerpt.
So I want to ask you first, why do you think there's a need to do that in New York State?
Mostly because there's so many adults that use the product underground. And because in past, just based on the history of it being an illegal product, it literally has destroyed the lives of at least two generations, maybe three. And I think that in order to begin repairing those lives, somehow you need to have access to revenue to do that. And I think this is the way to get that revenue.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you that in a minute. But you're saying it's destroyed their lives from using the product, or
it
what destroyed
their
to
lives
the criminal
from
justice
their
system?
Parents and or grandparents being incarcerated as a result of low-level sales of marijuana.
Now, what you want is a dedicated fund to communities that have been adversely impacted by this decades-long prohibition, and that's partly your district that you represent in Buffalo, right?
It is, but there's a district like that everywhere in New York, and quite honestly, there's a district like that everywhere in America, because mass incarceration just didn't stop or start in Buffalo.
So is that dedicated fund kind of a deal-breaker? You won't agree
well,
to a bill if it doesn't
if
have
we
it.
Can't fix the problems that mass incarceration created, what would be the value of adding resources to the state's budget? New roads? You know. Not that new roads are not important, but what's more important for us to get to the position where we're not spending so much tax dollars on the needs of people is if we fix their lives so they don't need to rely on government for services. And I think that mass incarceration has created that as a problem. When you incarcerate the dad, the mom is left on her own. Life is difficult. You probably need social services. The kids go through mental health issues. There's post-traumatic trauma because there's all this violence in the community. All of these things cost us tax dollars to repair in these people's lives. So if we add this whole brand new industry to government and its success to have opportunity for this revenue, and then don't do something to specifically fix the lives of these people, then I don't see the purpose for it. And so for me, that's the reason why I support it. That's the reason why I like to see it happen. And if it doesn't have that component, then I can't be supportive of it.
Well, as you know, Governor Cuomo's bill does not include a dedicated fund. He says, I'll give money to these communities, but I don't want it in statute.
I do know that.
And
I've been talking to him with him about this for a while. And I, quite honestly, because I know Governor Cuomo, I believe he will do what's right. But I don't know who the next governor may be, he or she. They may decide something different. And let's just be honest. It didn't take one budget cycle, two budget cycles, or even five budget cycles to destroy people's lives in the communities that they live in. And it's certainly not going to take just a couple budget cycles to fix it. It took decades to create this problem. It's going to take some time to repair it. And I cannot hold the next governor, whoever he or she is, to say, oh, they'll take care of this. No, we should take care of it in statute because we know it's the right thing to do.
Does this have to be part of the budget this year? Do you think as a standalone bill, it might have trouble getting passed as it did last year?
Well, there are a lot
Senate?
Of people who think that. If it doesn't happen in the budget, it won't happen at all.
Do you think that?
I don't think that at all. I mean, the polls say that this is what the people in the state of New York want.
That's right.
And so if you're elected to represent the people, you ought to do what it is they want, not as opposed to what you personally feel.
That was WXXI Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt speaking to Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes.